This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What is up, everybody? It's June 30th, the final day of June. Then we get into July, this fine Monday. We got a lot to talk to. Getting into some Saints training camp talk right off the bat. Then we'll get into some sound for the day with Tyler Shuck, Saints quarterback. The rookie was at the Manning Passing Academy. Archie Manning was surprised and said he was the first NFL quarterback to come back to the Manning Passing Academy and take part as a counselor. I guess that's not including his kids because obviously Peyton Manning and Eli there every year. But Shuck, the only guy to have been a counselor before while he was in college, got drafted into the NFL and decided to come back this year. We'll also have audio from the Louisiana Sports Hall of Fame induction ceremony. Nick Saban, LSU head coach, for a while, then moved on to Alabama. Well, first went to the Miami Dolphins, then going on to Alabama. But he was inducted this year, part of the Louisiana Sports Hall of Fame's 12-member class of 2025. Hear what he had to say. And then the 7 o'clock hour, we're getting to some more Pels talk with audio from Joe Dumars, as well as draft picks Jeremiah Fears, Derek Queen, and Micah Peavy. Plus, we'll talk to Ali Cosell, an NBA writer, covering the Pels on a daily basis. But first off today, we finally got word of training camp dates for the black and gold. We knew that veterans and rookies are reporting on July 22nd. They'll have a press conference that day. There's no practice going on. But then July 23rd, that is a Wednesday, camp opens. And besides the dates, the biggest thing I noticed was the fact that the times changed from what it was with OTAs and minicamp. Coach Kellen Moore, I guess, got a taste of what the Louisiana life is like and realized having those 11:50 noon practices, maybe not so good in the summertime here. So Saints practices will be starting up during training camp in Metairie, at least, when they go to California for workouts out there. Things might be a little different. But here in Metairie, they're going to start at 9 a.m. and run till 11 a.m., and there's going to be 9 sessions that are open to Hoodats to attend. You're going to have to go to NewOrleansSaints.com/training camp in order to register for free tickets. And that will be starting tomorrow, I believe, 10 a.m. is the time. But like I said, 9 sessions that will be open for fans. And I know a lot of folks are excited to see this team for the first time with a new head coach leading the way. And then what's going to be the star of this entire training camp, really, and carrying into the preseason, quarterback battle between Spencer Rattler, Tyler Shuck, And I guess you could throw Jake Haner in there as well, but I think we've already at least whittled it down to a two-man race, even though if you ask head coach Kellen Moore, he's going to be adamant that it's all up for grabs, even Tyler, Jake having a chance. But I don't know right now. I know he's a little behind since having that injury.
So we're 2 days away from being 3 weeks away for the start of training camp. And it's going to be here before we know it. And Wednesday, July 23rd, as you had mentioned, Steve, and there's a couple things also that they note in here, is that the NFL's Back Together weekend, which they've started up recently in recent years, they're going to be continuing that this offseason, which is for the fans, and it's going to be Sunday, July 27th, which will also be a practice that's open to the public. As you mentioned, all these practice sessions in New Orleans, or in Metairie technically, are going to be starting at 9 a.m. because you're going to be in late July and early August, and the heat is just a different beast. So there's that. And then on Wednesday, August 6th, they're going to Southern California.
Right.
And that's part of the whole process with the preseason game that they have against the Chargers. They're going to be practicing back at UC Irvine. So the fellas are going to be back out there watching the practices out at UC Irvine again this offseason.
Somewhere Kellen Moore and Brandon Staley are very familiar with.
Right. But they're going to be only there for about 10 days. And then they're coming back Friday, August 15th. They have the game against the Jaguars in the Superdome preseason game on Sunday, August 17th. And then they have the final week of the preseason against the Broncos on Saturday, August 23rd. So that's kind of the preseason process. It's like a month-long thing, basically, and exactly a month-long thing from July 23rd through the final preseason game on August 23rd. And then we'll get into the regular season stuff, Steve. So it's going to be one thing after the next pretty soon here.
And I recommend for all you Hoodats out there, act early, get those tickets, log in. And also, if you look at those dates, Charlie, once they leave for California, they will come back to wrap up training camp in Metairie.
Right.
But none of those practices will be open to the public. Just those, a couple of the practices, nine to be exact, before they take off for Cali.
So the press release that they included here as well, Steve, says the general public can reserve their training camp tickets to view practices by registering online, www.NewOrleansSaints.com/training camp, or in the official Saints mobile app on the SeatGeek app, starting at 10 a.m. tomorrow, Tuesday, July 1st. So for all those that want to go and get tickets to go to the practice sessions before they go out to California, basically from July 23rd all the way through Wednesday, August 6th, if you want to go see those practice sessions, that's how you can do it, www.NewOrleansSaints.com/training camp.
And for me, my recommendation is, I know, you know, you got to take it while you can. I guess go see them when you're available. But when you open practice, we know they're not going to be in pads right away. It's just going to be shells. So when the pads start popping, though, the first practice that's open for fans that's going to be fully padded will be a Monday, July 28th.
There you go. Yeah, that's pretty quick. Steve, I don't know, maybe I'm misremembering, but I thought like last year when they had training camp practices, it took a while
like
for the pads to get on.
Felt like ramp up period was forever, right?
Right, right, that they were in shells or they were just in regular jerseys for forever. And then eventually the pads came on, but it felt like it took a little bit longer last offseason when they were doing it versus basically only it being a week into the training camp period before the pads actually come on. Less than that, even.
And things could change with the schedule as well. The Saints could end up having, they usually have, you know, that night practice maybe at the Superdome or at Tulane. We'll see if Coach Kellen Moore plans on incorporating that at all.
Real quick, Steve, I'm going to change the subject because we just have a breaking news report. Finally, something involving the Pelicans.
Okay.
It's not a Pelican signing a player. It's a former Pelican leaving and moving on to a different program. Free agency's here, as I mentioned in the Sports Flash for the NBA. It started at 5 o'clock, and that's when a bunch of signings just started flooding in. And, Steve, we'll talk a little bit about that more as the show progresses here, because there's been a couple interesting signings. Memphis has been very, very active early on in the offseason. But here we go. The one that I kind of mentioned, Bruce Brown, who was part of the Brandon Ingram trade with Toronto. That Toronto sent Kelly Olynyk, Bruce Brown, and, you know, that 2026 first-round pick. None of which the Pelicans are keeping long-term, because Kelly Olynyk was sent out in a trade recently with Washington. They traded the 2026 Indiana Pacers first for that 23rd overall pick this year that ended up being part of the trade to move up to 13, everything like that. And Bruce Brown, who was an unrestricted free agent as part of that Brandon Ingram trade, has signed back with the Denver Nuggets on a one-year deal via ESPN Shams Charania. He won the 2023 NBA Finals with the Nuggets, and I was going back to Denver.
Not fair to say, but, you know, they didn't really feel like a fit here. Things were really awkward, though, when the Pels dealing with so many injuries last year.
Yeah, I get it. you know, when Mike and I were breaking down that trade, which once again was Brandon Ingram for Kelly Olynyk, Bruce Brown, and a 2026 first round pick, at that point, you're just kind of selling them away for what you could get. And that was back in the David Griffin era.
Yeah.
And Joe Dumars has not kept a single one of those pieces. Bruce Brown was a little bit disappointing here. I mean, we can just call it spade a spade.
He wasn't very good. We've talked about it. Kelly Olynyk came in and was a big surprise for me.
Yeah.
Whereas Bruce Brown, I would go the opposite way, was a disappointment.
Agree 1,000%. Kelly Olynyk was definitely a surprise. He was someone that we just thought was kind of thrown in there. He ended up being a good piece with the Pelicans late last season. They ended up including him with that CJ McCollum trade that brought back Jordan Poole, Sadiq Bey, and the 40th overall pick this past year. So now he's out of the program as well in the organization. Bruce Brown came in, and when we kind of broke down the trade, we were thinking of the Bruce Brown that was with that Denver Nuggets team that won the NBA Finals. Like, oh, this is a quality rotational piece. He's on an expiring contract. Maybe if he plays well in New Orleans, they'll lock him down long term. And I think we saw more of what we saw from him with the Toronto Raptors, where he just wasn't as good. And, you know, a bunch of national reporters will talk about this, and this is what makes Nikola Jokic the best basketball player in the world, is that there's a quote-unquote Jokic bump with some players. Like, I'm being serious.
Yeah.
Like, where you're playing next to this big man that commands so much attention from opposing defenses because he's such a special player that players are better because of him. Like, Nikola Jokic makes good players great and then serviceable players good. And I think that's kind of what you saw a little bit with Bruce Brown, was that he was a serviceable player that ended up being a good player in Denver, and he wasn't a very good player here. So he was an unrestricted free agent. You know, the Pelicans let him walk. He ends up going back to Denver, where it's going to probably be kind of rekindling that Nuggets magic from their 2023 run. So good for him. He signs a one-year deal with the Denver Nuggets, who have also been a little bit active. And we'll get into more of the news later on. But that's the first thing involving the Pelicans, is that Pelican forward Bruce Brown, who was an unrestricted free agent, ended up signing a one-year deal to go back to Denver via ESPN Shams Charania.
Yeah, and looking at his numbers from last year, Charlie, appeared in 23 games for the Pels, averaged about 25 minutes per game and 8 points, 2 assists, 2.5 assists, and 4 rebounds.
Oh, we have another update.
Ding, ding, ding,
yeah,
ding,
ding, ding. You're trying to invest there. ESPN Shams Charania, free agent center Kevon Looney has agreed to a deal with the New Orleans Pelicans here. 2 years, $16 million deal to come down to New Orleans. So, you know, Joe Dumars, we were looking for this audio earlier, Steve, and maybe it would have been, maybe it was a specific interview that he did with like Rod Walker or someone from NOLA.com, where Joe had talked about bringing in a veteran big man. And so the Pelicans bringing in Kevon Looney via ESPN Shams Charania on a 2 year, $16 million deal. It's definitely a fascinating move. You add, you know, another piece to that front court, which we talked about, the center room was pretty barren after, you know, some of the moves this past offseason, where you have like Emisi, you had Carlo Makovich, and now you have Derek Queen, the new big man, and you bring in a veteran in Kevon Looney. So looking forward to talking with Ali Cassell about that in the 7 o'clock hour for sure.
Yeah, now I remember it was Joe Dumars at the post-day first round of the draft press conference where he mentioned they weren't done with big men.
Yeah, and that comes to fruition immediately, Steve.
No smokescreen there from Joe.
Yeah, bringing in a big man that's been around the block a little bit with the Golden State Warriors and Kevon Looney. So definitely an interesting move right off the bat for the Pelicans. Their first real move of the free agency cycle.
Yeah, 29-year-old, obviously a veteran, yep, and has that championship pedigree, part of 3 titles with the Warriors.
Tough, tough rebounder, Steve. I mean,
you need
that. Absolutely. Do you remember, like, David Griffin was talking about this in a presser months ago? It was obviously while he was still with the organization, that, you know, there was one of the worst rebounding teams in the NBA this past season. I think that's kind of the hole that you're trying to look to seal with someone like Kevon Looney, who is very, very aggressive on the boards. He is what he is. He's not going to be a stretch five by any stretch of the imagination, but he's a good rotational piece with his front court. But bringing him in on a 2 year, $16 million deal, Steve.
Charlie Long with back-to-back breaking news briefs.
Yeah, how about that? I mean, they both literally came out minutes ago. So, you know, we'll keep everyone updated with what's going on in free agency. As I mentioned, a lot of stuff happening with the Memphis Grizzlies. We'll get into that later on in the show. They've paid a bunch of different players, but yeah, Shams Charania posting just now an end of an era in Golden State with Kevon Looney exiting to New Orleans. That's the first big signing for the Pelicans so far. And then also, as I had mentioned, Bruce Brown agreeing to that one-year deal with the Denver Nuggets, going back to where he won the 2023 NBA championship and leaving the Pelicans. So you have one forward exiting and one center entering.
taking a break. We're going to get back. You know, you've already heard from quarterback Garrett Nussmeier from LSU, also Clemson QB Cade Klubnik from the Manning Passing Academy. We'll get into our rookie, Saints QB Tyler Shucks audio when we get back from this break here on WWL. Stay tuned right here. Keep it locked on WWAMFM.com and the Odyssey app. We're here till 8 p.m. this evening, folks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Folks, nothing's worse than losing power, especially during summer and the hurricane season. That's why WWL's teamed up with Craig's Electrical and Generator to offer you the chance to win a portable generator. We're talking about a Generac GP6500 portable generator, a total value almost $1,000. Just go to WWL.com/contest for your chance to win backup power from Craig's Electrical and Generators, because when the power goes off, Craig's comes on, and WWL, Louisiana Official Emergency Management Station. We're getting ready for the storm of training camp coming upon us soon. July 1st, tomorrow, players will be reporting July 22nd. And man, oh man, I feel like Tyler Shuck has had himself a very busy offseason between the rookie mini camp, OTAs, mandatory mini camp, and just being seen around town doing a bunch of things, coming back to Thibodeau, taking part in the Manning Passing Academy at Nicholls State University. He was a counselor there for 2 years while he played in college, and then is the first NFL QB to ever come back now and take part as a pro. I mentioned the first segment, obviously you have Eli and Peyton around, but heck, their last name's Manning, so they don't count.
Smaller than I thought. I saw him in person at the Manning Passing Academy. He was doing a couple interviews like a lot of the college quarterbacks were doing in that same kind of general area.
Right.
They have it set up so that everyone was sitting down for the presser with Archie and Peyton and everyone kind of starting, you know, the Manning Passing Academy. And then you could just turn around and there was like this section where you could go just talk with some of the college quarterbacks that were out there.
Yeah, I always say it's like speed dating. You just keep going to each station.
It was really cool. Unfortunately, we missed out on a couple of them. Like Mike had mentioned, Lenora Sellers was there, the South Carolina quarterback, who is gigantic, by the way. We talked a little bit about that. He is all of 6'3", 240. That is a big dude. But we also talked with, you know, Cade Klubnik, Garrett Nussmeier, Austin Simpson, the quarterback of Ole Miss, or Ty Simpson, the quarterback of Alabama, Austin Simmons, the quarterback of Ole Miss, and Sam Levitt, the quarterback of Arizona State. So we'll have those interviews later on in the week as well. But we got to see Tyler Shuck as we were kind of passing by and going to the college quarterbacks. That is a tall guy. Like, I know that we talked with Greg Cosell about this, the senior producer for NFL Films, that you can't teach 6'6". That's Tyler Shuck. That is I mean, he kind of surprised me by how big he was.
Yeah, it was much different when you look out and the OTAs and mini camp, and you see Shuck out there next to a Jake Haner and a Spencer Rattler. That size definitely on display.
I guess he's technically listed at 6'5", but he's all of 6'5". That is a tall, tall drink of water. And so it was kind of cool getting to see him, and we'll get to the audio here in just a second. But Archie raved about him when he was on with you guys on Friday, like a great human being, someone that battled adversity, but someone that's willing to give back as well.
Another one that mentioned, too, that having that extra college experience, he looks as an advantage.
Yeah, absolutely. I you got to look at it that way. I mean, that's part of the reason why I imagine that Kellen Moore was so attracted to him is because he's a smart dude. He's been around the block.
Yeah, we've been talking about Shuck. Let's hit the audio of here what the Saints QB had to say at the Manning Passing Academy.
To be here and now on the NFL level, how have the kids been responding to you? It's been
pretty cool. I think it takes them a minute to like realize like what they're like, you know, wearing a hat. They're like, "Are you a Saints fan or something?" And then they're like, "Oh crap, who that?" And you know, it depends on the age of the kids, but it's been really cool, especially just being here in Louisiana. And then everyone's coming from all over Arkansas, Texas, you know, Mississippi. So, but there's a huge Saints, you know, fan presence. So it's been really cool to be out here and just to help out and just connect with everybody.
I know you were already familiar with it, having been a part.
Mm-hmm.
How, like, what prompted you to want to come back now on a different level?
For me, just the relationships I've built with the Mannings. It's just been kind of growing over time, and like, I love my experience here. You know, been here 2 times. This is my third, and like, I just wanted to come back. I mean, it's only an hour drive. You know, we're off right now. Like, it was just a no-brainer for me to come out and help out. And you know, it's an unbelievable experience just because I picked up things from whenever I was in college, just learning from them, and I can, you know, have this experience going through the draft, going through this whole process, and be able to talk to some of the guys on what to expect, you know, stuff like that.
What was the best bit of information that you got from Nathan Eli when you were here as a counselor?
Yeah, no, it's a really good question. I think for me, what I remember the most was, you know, Peyton said something where he obviously had an infamous career from the beginning of it to a famous career at the end, where he had a lot of picks in the beginning part. And I think one thing that he said when he talked about that was that he came in thinking that the NFL was this huge beast that you have to respect it so much. And I think the biggest thing that he said was, come in and be yourself. You know, you're here for a reason, and just attack it. And I think he learned that his second year. So just trying to understand that early on, and that was great, just being able to talk to him about it. And even coming, you know, I spent over an hour talking with John Gruden last night, just chopping it up, and that was, I mean, it was as advertised. It was amazing.
As you get ready for your first training camp as a pro, what are you looking to maybe glean from those two guys in terms of what they went through as rookies and maybe what they learned down the line?
Yeah, I think just the sense of urgency that you have to have. Like, for me, I know the window of opportunity is only so big for anybody, and you have to come in and be prepared, you know, just now that we've got the playbook kind of installed and just firing up that mental quickness even more about what we're doing, and it's been really good so far. So I just want to continue to grow and then attack training camp.
What does downtime look like for you, or has it really been downtime for you?
No, not much. We've had to stay an extra week for rookies, and then immediately came here. So, you know, hopefully a vacation down the line, but right now coming here, hanging out, and then immediately we're going to go throw and and Oregon and Dallas as well, get some receivers. And so that'll be good to get connected with them. But like I said before, there's a sense of urgency, and we got to get going.
Who are you throwing with? Like I said, teammates, NFL people?
Yeah, it'll be all the Saints receivers. Yeah, we're getting a good group together. Brandon Cooks kind of leading that charge. He's such a great influence, and on the whole team, offensively wise.
To have somebody like Brandon, obviously he's a vet and he's coming back with the Saints. What is it like for him to take that charge?
I mean, it's awesome because he's done it in the past. He's had it with Dak. He obviously has his place in Oregon, and he's had the experience. He's been with the Saints. I think he understands what it takes to stay in the league and have success. So, he's something that I want to continue to learn from and also grow in my own right as a leader and do everything I can to build that relationship.
You really learned about yourself during this process as well, mm-hmm. as how to gear up for season.
I think for me, just the biggest thing was being around the guys is something I love to do, and any way we can continue to do that, because the NFL in the offseason, it's not like there's a lot of scheduled events, so as much as you can, being around everybody is really crucial, and that's something I definitely want to take advantage of.
Do you see, the positive comments on social media? Fans, they just love that you, really ingrained yourself into the city. Do you see that?
Not really. I mean, for me, it's just, we're here. I'm here for hopefully the long run. I'm enjoying it. It's just part of it. I came here. I've been down here at the Manny Pass Academy. I got a taste of kind of what the people are like, and my whole goal is just being myself and have fun with it. There's going to be bad moments. I'm not going to have a great throw or great game at some point, but it's just part of it, good and bad. But I definitely love the people down here, and definitely want to stay and learn from Archie and all these guys. And I think that's been the coolest part, is seeing how much they poured into it, and then they're still hanging around, and that's the goal.
Rookie Tyler Shuck at the Manning Passing Academy. Saints got a smart guy there. I love the fact that you hear in that interview the fact that he and veteran wide receiver Brandon Cooks are going to be getting the wide receivers all together, have a bit of a workout sessions in Dallas and in Oregon.
Trying to remember, it might have been Babe Laufenberg. It was either him or Brad Sham, the voice of the Cowboys, that came on with us as soon as Cook was signed. And they talked about the locker room presence that he brings. More than anything at this point in his career, he can still play. Don't get me wrong. He's still a contributor, and he's going to be a contributor to the Saints wide receiver room on the field in 2025. But they specifically mention the veteran presence that he brings and the leadership off the field, and not just affecting, the wide receiver room, but also apparently affecting Tyler Shuck and the quarterbacks as well, the young QBs that the Saints have.
Yeah, having that alpha dog in the group, it's really so important. A lot of people say, I lead by what I do, but you need to have that vocal guy as well.
Yeah, there's something like lead by example. There's something to be said for that. But at the same time, as I agree with you 100%, Steve, and, hopefully Cooks is that guy. And we'll see what ends up happening with him and the Saints in 2025. But just hearing Chuck kind of rave about him early on in his young career is pretty cool to hear.
Talking about great leader of men, when we get back from the break, you're going to hear from another one. That is former LSU and Alabama head coach Nick Saban, who is inducted into the Louisiana Sports Hall of Fame this weekend. Coming back with more sports talk right after the break. Stay tuned on WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, the last month of June. That means training camp starting next month, which is just a day away, July 1st. But WWL and the Riverfront Marketing Group invite you to go forth on the river. Join us in Independence Day celebration along the historic New Orleans Riverfront for a world-class free fireworks display. That's on Friday, July 4th, 9 p.m. Come out early to enjoy the pleasures of the French Quarter, downtown New Orleans hotels, museums, restaurants, and bars, followed by spectacular fireworks synchronized to patriotic music over the mighty Mississippi River. That's 9 p.m. Viewing is great from both banks. Be there when we light up the skies and celebrate America's birthday. Go forth on the river from the Riverfront Marketing Group and WWL. You can also find out all the info that you need on it at WWL.com. This weekend over in Natchitoches, the Louisiana Sports Hall of Fame. Hey, is that somewhere you've ever been, Charlie? Because I've never even made a trip up to the Natchitoches area myself either. That's something that's got to be on my list for sure.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. I've been through Natchitoches, but I've never stopped in Natchitoches. So, yeah, I've never been to the Louisiana Sports Hall of Fame. So maybe we'll take a road trip someday. That would be pretty fun.
Yeah, field trip for everybody for
it's
sure.
Like four hours from here, though, I think. It's quite a drive.
Yeah, the class this year, 2025, of 12 members inducted, like I said, over the weekend and headlined by a great coach in Nick Saban. Really cool about this year's class, too, that he gets to go in with one of his former players and Andre Whitworth, who was part of this year's class. Well, Nick Saban, it goes without saying everything that he's done. Seven-time national champion, won it with LSU in 2003, went on to the Miami Dolphins, didn't cut it in the NFL, and ended up coming back to the college ranks and being the legend that he is, that he helped build at Alabama. But when he got to LSU, the program was far from being successful. I believe it was a 3-win season that he was coming in after the year when he was hired. And after that, just helped this program restore or actually just begin its greatness and what they would become a perennial contender. So Nick Saban, part of the Louisiana Sports Hall of Fame 2025 inductee class. And here's what Coach had to say on Saturday night.
One thing I'd like to say before I get asked a question is I'd like to thank all the people in the state of Louisiana, the administration at LSU, who gave me an opportunity and trusted and believed in me like nobody else did. That's the first job I ever had at LSU. And I was a pretty underwhelming hire here, if you remember, in the year 2000, where everybody at the university, from our administrators, you know, Mark Emmert, the supporters, the board of trustees, everybody at the university, including the fans, you know, sort of bought in and did the things that we need to do to have a successful program. Because you might not remember, but when I took over, we were 3-8. And I always tell the story that, you know, we'd just gone 10-2 at Michigan State, and I was disappointed in our administration there because of their lack of commitment to what we wanted to accomplish and what we wanted to do. So I was interested in the LSU job. So Mark Emmert, Richard Gill, Charlie Weems, Stanley Jacobs comes and meets me in Memphis secretly to interview for this job. And they offered me the job, but I said, I can't take the job. I've never been to LSU before. I don't know what it's like. So, and I can't go for an interview because if they find out publicly at Michigan State that I'm thinking of going someplace else, they'll absolutely crucify me. So I send Miss Terry. This is the God truth. To interview. And Delaine Emmert, Mark's wife, showed her around for 2 days. They saw billboards of who LSU wanted to hire. My name wasn't on there. But anyway, she spent 2 days. So I called and I say, well, what'd you think? And she said, man, this place needs a lot of work. She said, the stadium's in bad shape. They have no academic facilities. They have no academic support center. The players are not doing well academically. She said, you have to get in a bus and ride to practice every day from the campus because the facilities are separated. The coach's offices are in a bank building and very unimpressive. I don't know how you would recruit there. But she said, I went in the weight room today, and they got some damn good-looking players. So that's how I took the job. But then when I got there and I saw what she saw without seeing any players, before I went into press conference, I went in a corner and talked on the phone and I said, Terry, this is not really what I thought it might be after your interview. And she said, put your big boy pants on and get your ass in the press conference and go to work. So that's what we did.
That's how you got down here. When you talk about having the players, one of them, and we just asked him about being here with you as a coach, but your thoughts of the impact of the player like an Andrew Whitworth and the Marcus Spears to how you got to the success so fast in Baton Rouge.
I know Andrew Whitworth's parents have to be proud of him, but there's nobody else in this room more proud of him because he is everything that I ever wanted a player to turn out to be. He's a great person. Graduated from school. Had a great career at LSU and a great career in the NFL. And, you know, that was always what we tried to establish for our players, is that they were going to have a chance to be more successful in life because they were involved in the program. You know, how we developed them as people, the importance of developing a career off the field, the work and commitment it took to develop a career on the field and have success. And Andrew epitomizes that. But there's a lot of other players that were at LSU that because of his leadership and some of the other fine leadership that we had on the team and with the coaches, but it was the commitment that the university made, the Tiger Athletic Foundation, our administration. You can't get recognized into a Hall of Fame without thanking all the people who contributed to the success that you had. And we had a tremendous amount of support at LSU, and there probably was never a place where I was given an opportunity to be trusted and people bought into what we were trying to do and set the table so that we could do it. And then there was no greater feeling in my life professionally to that point when we won the national championship in the Sugar Bowl in New Orleans and saw on some city LSU up there and made everybody in this state proud. And that was my best professional moment to that point in my career.
And the standards that you set, I know it was always tough to come back with Alabama, but you set those standards. You knew what you were going to get out of LSU, and I know the LSU fans will always appreciate what you did, and it's nice to hear how much you appreciated your time in the capital city wearing purple and gold.
Well, I appreciate it, but one thing that I think that I learned is, you know, our first championship was in 2001. We won the SEC championship, and it had been a while since LSU won one, but that was the first championship I ever won. And I think we can apply this to our life. You know, once you accomplish something, it sets a new horizon. It sets a new standard. And then in 2003, when we won the national championship, that sent a new horizon and a new standard. And to me, that contributed, and I'm very proud of the fact that that contributed to the iconic brand that LSU has and the state of Louisiana has, because a lot of people in this country look at this state through the athletic programs at LSU. And I think we raised the bar and raised the standard, and Skip Bertman had a lot to do with this because he was the athletic director. And he and I went and raised $15 million in 3 months to build an academic center so our players could graduate. But that was a part of the commitment to success. But I think that all of us, when we get rid of some of the self-imposed limitations that we have, and we accomplish something of significance, maybe small significance, it's a new horizon. And you do it the next time, and it's another new horizon. And then all of a sudden, it becomes the standard. It becomes the standard for you, but it becomes the example for a lot of other people. And through transformational leadership and serving other people for their benefit, you can really help other people have a chance to reach those horizons as well. So with that, I appreciate being recognized here, but I'm really, really proud. Every time I see LSU, all the time I coach at Alabama, I know it was a great rivalry, but I was always proud because I felt like we did something to raise the bar here, and the program has been outstanding ever since.
There you go, legendary head coach Nick Saban getting inducted into the Louisiana Sports Hall of Fame. Ended up with an overall record at LSU of 48-16, and an SEC record of 28-12 in the 5 seasons he was the head coach in Baton Rouge before leaving for the NFL and then eventually with the Alabama Crimson Tide. And I think most LSU fans recognize what Saban did for the program and don't just see it as completely, they despise him because he ended up at Alabama.
I think his retirement has a little bit to do with that.
Yeah, too,
that
it definitely helps.
You'll be able to put it a little bit more into perspective about what he did for LSU's football program.
While he was still around, though, you're right. There's no forgiveness.
Yeah, when he's at Alabama, your arch rival.
Kicking your ass every year.
Exactly. Then it's a little bit different, right? But now that he's retired from coaching college football and just listening to him talk, he gushed about LSU. Like, LSU fans, listen, I know that for a long time that was...
It's a deep sting. I get it, too.
Public enemy number one.
Right.
Basically the better half of 15-plus years. But now, I mean, he's moved on. He got inducted into the Louisiana Sports Hall of Fame. And that was an awesome cut that he played, Steve. That was a lot of really, really good content from Nick Saban, who's been a lot more, I guess, open, right, about his coaching career since he's retired.
That's a great way to put it, because you don't have to be so guarded anymore as a head coach of a franchise or a college.
Just at the end there, talking about setting a new standard for a program and how great LSU has been ever since they won that title in 03. It's really, really, really cool stuff. So, congrats to Nick Saban on retirement. By the way, very, very good on College Game Day nowadays, too.
Right.
So, you know, hopefully he has a very long media career ahead of him, too.
I kind of like that yin and the yang of him and McAfee.
McAfee gets on my nerves.
Well, that's why I say it's like the perfect combo there, the balance.
That's such like an old man take. I'm 27. A lot of my buddies love Pat McAfee and his show that he puts on every day. And now he's moved to ESPN and everything like that. But, man, he kind of gets on my nerves from time to time with College Game Day. But Saban's great on it, I think. So I will say that there's been some funny back and forth. You remember when, like, Shane Gillis went on the College Game Day talking about, like, yeah, now everyone can pay for players, Nick. Just a little subtle jab. But we listen, if you don't like Nick Saban,
you have to
at
appreciate
the very, very least, you have to at least respect him.
Absolutely.
As one of the greatest of all time.
And the 2025 Louisiana Sports Hall of Fame inductee. That's definitely on the list of things to do in state that I've got to get to, Charlie.
Yeah, I was just texting with one of our listeners that was saying that Natchitoches is awesome. Go visit. It's beautiful country up there. And maybe we got to take that road trip, Steve. I think that would be a lot of fun.
Fun little weekend. Yeah, we're taking a break here on Sports Talk. When we get back, we'll give it a shout on the Oakland Heart Jewelers talking text line. You can sound off 504-260-1870. Stay tuned right after this. Be back on WWL. Don't forget, folks, you can have this show delivered directly to your phone absolutely free. Listen all 4 hours, one specific hour, or just the hottest clips. Just download the Odyssey app and follow Bobby Hebert. It's that easy. We realize you can't always listen to this entire show live, so Odyssey kind of makes it easy for you to listen when you want and how you want. That goes for this show or any of the shows that you love on WWL. Just download the free Odyssey app now and take control, or just tell your smart speaker, play WWL. Going into next hour, we're going to get into some NBA talk, wrapping up what's going on in free agency, also the Pelicans' latest move, hear from audio from Joe Dumars, Jeremiah Fears, and Derek Queen. All that and more right back after the top of the hour news here on WWL. Stay tuned.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.